I've always loved this time of year between Christmas and New Year's, and then early into January. And it was just the other day I heard the sound of a truck reversing and its beep, and I felt like that was the alarm clock for the year's gears officially grinding into action, and the relaxing was over. But what I've done during this time, I've been playing video games. I've been playing this game called Life is Strange, and I played it years ago, maybe 10 years ago when it first came out. I gave it a break, and I've played some of the sequels recently. There was one from a few years ago called Life is Strange True Colors. I love story and narrative driven video games. They kind of, they slow me down. They weirdly take my anxiety away a little bit. I love action games as well, but the story ones, the pure story, they're often referred to as walking simulators. You're basically walking around places and checking out objects and piecing together just the vibe of a place with a sort of a story going on in the background as well. And I often find the stories to these games kind of a little bit weak. The Life is Strange series is kind of mostly teens and young 20-year-old young people in pivotal moments of their life trying to work their way through it. And I love it because it's transportative. Like, it takes me out of my little cocoon of a world as a 50-year-old man, and all of a sudden I'm a, I don't know, some 20-year-old girl at university or some shit. Or doing a photography course and navigating those friendships. It's so weird. I kind of feel like the stories are often really boring, and I go, what is this shit? I can't relate to this at all. But that's what I enjoy about it as well. They're transportative in a way that a really good novel can't be, because I'm walking around these places and I get a feel for them. I get a feel, even though I can't smell them, I can see them and I can move around them, and it brings something to my heart that just a novel can't. Even though novels are better written, better stories, more beautiful descriptions, but a beautiful game that I can walk around and sort of enter into and out of the story that's going on does something for me. I know I should be just doing that in my own life, just walking around and taking the time to notice the small details that make life beautiful. But for some reason, when I sit down to play it, like, I know it's like, oh, I'm going to play this, it's going to be heavy lifting because it's kind of dull and I'm walking around and just noticing stuff. But when I'm out the other end, and I'm back in the day and I'm doing my own stuff in my own world, those other worlds that I've been exploring come back into my head, and I feel like I'm still living in them somehow. I kind of feel like they're based on Stephen King's Stand By Me story about the teens go exploring for a dead body. And it makes me kind of want to write a video game that would be about, like, teens or young people. So I did that stuff. I, as a kid, me, my friend and my brother would go and explore abandoned places by torchlight and walk through them and pick up old things and wander about, like, just almost like just trying to find clues to a mystery we don't know what we're solving or something. It's kind of beautiful. It opens the magic in life for me again, these games. And a lot of these games, like, yeah, Life is Strange, there's often, like, those motifs of abandoned places and old things falling apart and young people bringing new life to them. And I love that. That's where I felt most at home, in these kind of public, these spaces that aren't home but felt more like home in this world than any place I've ever lived. It's so weird. Yeah, having this sort of this weird friendship group in the game of these people, It feels like they actually exist. It's so almost kind of lifelike. It's boring, but with just enough interesting elements to go, oh, okay, this is something sort of semi-interesting is happening. As a kid, I was really fascinated by the atmosphere and it's kind of auras of places, how going into a new place would bring a new feeling. I was less interested in stories. The more of a story, I just didn't care for it. But when I got older, into my late 20s and 30s, stories were very helpful. Like, they were almost like roadmaps out of difficult places that I was going through. Then as I got older, and into my 40s and 50 now, it kind of feel like story, I don't care for story as much as I did in my 30s and 20s. And back to being that feeling of just wanting to feel the atmosphere of a place, that's more intriguing for me now than stories. I feel like I've heard a lot of the stories available in the world. They say there's something like 7 stories redone in different ways. I kind of believe it. It sounds limiting, but it's kind of true. I felt like I reached the edge of culture in my late 30s. I'd seen all the classics, read a lot of the classics. And it's this return to atmosphere, and that can only be kind of brought to life by visiting these places that I once did as a kid, these abandoned buildings, or, well, I sat by the train tracks for 10 years and wrote, or these atmospheres in places like Life is Strange, these different locations that I'd walk around. I'd get a feeling. I remember the first times I got this feeling was walking through the Melbourne Cemetery for the first time in my mid-20s when I lived around the corner. And I had this feeling that I couldn't quite touch. And so I photographed this place with my Polaroid camera and to try and take that atmosphere or feeling home with me. And it wouldn't let me, but I tried. That's what makes writing, and that's what makes art. You begin with the feeling, you begin with the atmosphere of something that's in your heart or in your mind or both, and then you write towards that feeling. And it's these locations through these walking simulators that kind of bring that atmosphere back to life, where the story doesn't matter as much. It exists there. It's in. They're in the games, but it's the atmosphere that these video games create, which is really important to me. And just to almost marinate in those atmospheres that are beautifully brought to life with sound and visuals and the three-dimensionalness of it. You can walk around it and yeah, it's I think that's why I'm going back to these games, like how I once loved Sierra games as a kid, and now back to Life is Strange, these walking simulators. They bring that feeling back. And I've known every time wherever I write, my writing changes depending on where I've lived. Like, by the train tracks, I had a sort of a breakthrough with my writing because it was a beautiful atmosphere there. I had a break, sort of a semi-ideas breakthrough when I lived in Dromana by the sea. There was a beautiful atmosphere there. And where I live now, for the last 5 years, probably been not the greatest atmosphere, but because I've had the chance to live in these other places, I've been able to tap remember those old feelings, those old atmospheres, and then write from them. And yeah, I kind of feel like the atmosphere of a place is where story, where ideas come from. Like, depending on where I live in the world, I'll get a whole new bunch of ideas and stories just mining the atmosphere of a place. And I feel like that's what I love about Life is Strange. It's not a fake atmosphere, it's a recreated atmosphere. But yeah, they remind me of the fresh eyes I once had when I was younger, and how the world gets greyer as you get older. And just for a moment, playing these games, I feel like I can just touch the dream of those fresh eyes that I'd see things with. Like how when you'd see a movie when you're 8 or 12, it would actually feel like you're entering into the dream. They're kind of sentimental and nostalgic, even though they've been made in the last few years. And a lot of the storylines and the agendas and the predilections and the things that these characters are attracted to, or I don't relate to at all, but that's what I like about it as well. It's not me. This is someone else that I'm pretending to be, and I can go with it, and I love that. It's a beautiful feeling. But yeah, the same motif things of abandoned places, kids, young adults trying to make a life outside of the adult world. They're not quite a kid. They're not quite an adult. Where do you exist? And I've always sort of felt like that. Even though I'm 50 now, I've always felt like I don't exist in the kid world. I don't exist in the adult world. There's this place where there's possibility and imagination, where I've just got just enough grasp of the ridiculousness of reality, and I'm still just in touch with the dream world of being very young. And it's that weird space between childhood and adulthood that I find kind of fascinating. And I've kind of occupied it with my own words and my own writing. I've never quite bought into the reality of adulthood. I always felt it was like proper adults live 2 weeks from now in the gated community of plans that are 2 weeks from now in their holiday houses. I'm not welcome. I always felt like that with art. I've always felt like my writing and stuff, I've always been trapped in the same day, and I haven't sort of fumbled my way into tomorrow yet. But yeah, these games, they require patience and a kind of a heavy lifting, because there's almost not much to them at all. And it reminds me of when I used to play Sierra adventure games in the late 80s and the early 90s, like King's Quest and Leisure Suit Larry and Space Quest. And you'd basically walking simulators as well, with a bit of a story going on. And I just, yeah, walking from into a new place or a new scene, and it appear, kind of appearing through walking and movement and going into these places. But that idea of exploration into worlds that I don't know about. And it's as I get older, my world gets smaller, and I take less kind of risks in going on adventures, and yet I take a lot of risks in my head and how I live life and what I write. There's a part of me that's become quite conservative in the way how I explore literally my world, just walking around it. I'm very get up to, write, walk to the supermarket, go to the gym, come back home kind of thing. It's a little loop. And occasionally I'll break out into larger loops, but just to get a bit of a break. But they've become loops as well. So, yeah, these video games offer that. My heart wants to believe in it, but knows it's not true, the true nutrient of actually going exploring. But it can almost mistake it for story oxygen that brings me back alive. And I love how those stories from Life is Strange, they continue on after they've finished. I love how I still feel like I can explore it in my head. I can still revisit it in my head. Part of me says I'd love to write a video game one day, but also the practicalities of it, the romantic nature of that almost goes, no, I don't. Could I actually be bothered? But I actually would. It would be fun. It would be a challenge. It'd be interesting to push myself into a different place. I think that would be, fun and useful. But, I love the Grand Theft Autos and the Red Dead Redemptions video games of the world, but the ones that take, that aren't kind of quite spoon-fed to you, and you've got to actually do the heavy lifting, They're the ones that kind of stay with me. It does feel like a workout. I can feel the weight while I'm lifting them, because there's not much going on, but but they stay with you after.